Good morning, everyone. This is Larry Phillips, and I'm doing a manual recording off internet, offline today, because I got up this morning. Of course, it really stormed up here and thundered and lightninged and everything, and it cut our power off. And Rosette went into the restroom, and she comes back and says, "We have no water." And I said, "What do you mean we have no water?" And I said, "We must have a water leak." So I went outside and heard water running. We had a major waterfall in our front yard, and it wasn't on us. It was on the water department. Their main water main broke right in our front yard. And so I began to think it was the end of the world. No electricity and no water. So here I sit, doing a devotional on a battery on my computer, and then I'll put it on later on when we get our lights back on and our internet back on. Anyway, when the water guy got here, he said, and the water main broke right under the telephone pit. You know those things that stick up out of the ground? That's where the water main broke. So he got to looking around, and there was a tree that got struck by lightning right next to it. And he said, "There's the problem right there. That tree, when it got struck by lightning, it shook that whole tree so bad that the earth shook underneath it, and it busted the water line." If that doesn't show the power of God, then I don't know what does. Okay. I told Rosette, "Well, God's just giving us a little pretest, see if we can handle no water, no lights." So, anyway, Rosette, are they out there?
They,
does he need for me to... Oh, why don't you explain to him what's going on? That's my neighbor. He doesn't have water either. Well, what does the prophet... We're working... Okay, be quiet, Tuli. Go lay down. Chapter 14 in the... God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. This is going to be a short video, I believe. What does the prophet Jeremiah have to say about God and his nature and his attributes? Have you ever had one of those days where you thought, "I'm just going to stay in bed today"? Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee." Jeremiah 1, 4 through 5. And 19. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. It reminds me of Trump going up there to South Dakota and looking unto those faces of those four men and exalting them, those graven images, looking unto the mountains and the hills. Trump, you need to read that. You need to read Jeremiah 3:23. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel, not from some graven images on the side of a mountain. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? Jeremiah 5:31. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. Jeremiah 6:30. Well, the prophet Jeremiah distinctively mirrors the proclamations of the prophet Isaiah, namely that God has his chosen and called out people that he has known before they were born and those whom he has rejected and has no eternal love for. However, in chapter 7 to 8, the prophet is proclaiming the judgment of God upon the backsliding of his people for their turning from him and worshiping and giving their praise to false gods and idolatry. But in chapter 9, the prophet says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." Jeremiah 9, 23 through 24. In the 10th chapter of Jeremiah, we find the prophet showing again the clear distinction between those who love God, who God has loved with an everlasting love, and all the other people on the earth. But the Lord is the true God. He's the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall ye say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth, and from under these heavens he hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain. We know all about that this morning. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of the treasures. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven images, for his molten image is falsehood. And there is no breath in them. There's no breath in those graven images out there on the side of that mountain, South Dakota. There's no breath in the Lincoln statues and the Thomas Jefferson statues and the George Washington statues and whatever Billy Graham statues. There's no breath in them. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Jeremiah 10:10 through 16. The prophet Jeremiah is also the writer of the book of Lamentations. He laments over God's people, but still gives them wonderful news in the 13th chapter of Lamentations, saying, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." Lamentations 3, 21 through 26. Because Jeremiah's mission was to warn God's people of the impending judgment of God to them because of the backsliding, is just further evidence that he loved them. Not all of Judah and not all of Israelites were God's elect, but he did have a remnant unto the election of grace. Because of his chastising them was evidence that they were not bastards. Hebrews 12:8, "But if ye be without chastisement whereof are all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons." Well, I'm going to conclude that this morning because, frankly, it's a little dark in here to read, and I'm waiting for the water company to show up to dig up the water main to repair it. And we may be out of town for the next Monday for about a week. We got to go up to Northwest Missouri to take care of some business up there. So it may be a delay for about a week on devotionals. We'll see what we can do when we get back to get updated again. So don't think that I've died or gone. I've just gone away temporarily to do some business. Got to keep the wolves away from the door if we can. God bless.